Well, turkey season this year is now behind us. I tell you what, I thought it was going to end up a lot like last year. Look at this video right here of last year. I hunted all season long, and it was a lot of long days and early mornings. And I tell you what, on the very, I think it was 2 days after the season, I hadn't hardly seen any birds on our property. And there it is, down there in the valley, about 300 or 400 yards from my back door, was a gobbler in full strut, and not just a 2-year-old gobbler, he was about a 3 or 4 year old bird. And there he is in full strut, tending a hen out there, 2 days after the season went out. Man. So this year, I had some high hopes, you know what I mean? I put in a lot of work, and there's just something about, I mean, I have opportunities to go to different places and go turkey hunting and deer hunting and all, but there's something about, you know, getting to harvest a bird, a turkey, or harvest deer, squirrel, whatever it may be, on your own property that you put a lot of work into. And so here on our property, we plant a lot of food plots, we do a lot of cutting, some burning and everything, and kind of manipulate the habitat to where it's beneficial for all forms of wildlife. And so getting to harvest something on your own property, or where you put in a lot of work, let's say, it doesn't even have to be your property, but where you put in a lot of work, it's just something special about it. So this year, if you remember a previous video that we aired not too long ago, it seemed like all the turkey were nowhere around our property, but they were about a half a mile up the road. And I mean, every day we were seeing these 3 or 4 gobblers and even a group of 7 one time early in the season. And just every day they were up there. But none of them ventured my way. And so when it come to turkey season, the opener this year, my neighbor right down the road, he has a little farm down there, and he had been hearing a couple of birds. And so I said, I tell you what, you know, it doesn't seem like we have a lot of activity on our property, so we'll come over there. And he had never been turkey hunting before, and I said, now I'll kind of take you and kind of show you a little bit how it's done. He's a big hunter, so obviously it wasn't going to take him long to catch on. And so opening morning, we decided to meet there in the field right down from his house. And so he had been hearing a bird on the back side of the field, and he saw a couple of hens on the back side of this other field, and there was a finger of woods that kind of ran in between them there. And so I said, well, let's get back there in the back and we'll see what we can do. Because again, we tried to roost some the night before out there, but we never did hear anything fly up to roost. And so that morning we get back there and kind of looking for a good spot to set up, and I was going to do the calling and kind of let him shoot the first bird. If there was two, maybe we could double. And so we get back there and we're kind of looking, and I was thinking, man, this looks like a good spot over here. And about that time, boom, blah, 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 right up on top of the hill, this big gobbler sounds off, and I was like, this is the spot. And so anyway, we got set up real quick. I put out a couple of decoys, and you couldn't have drew it up any better. I mean, it just worked like you ordered it, you know what I'm saying? And so anyway, we get set up, we have two decoys out there, and I did a little light calling, and man, he just blah, 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 right up on top of that ridge, double gobbling. And so I was telling him, I said, well, he knows where we're at. So it was a little bit before they would fly down off the roost, and so we waited there just a little bit, and then I did what I call a fly down call, and then I kind of beat my, of course I had my hat, and I beat it against my leg. I was like, kind of like that, and yelped a few times and clucked, and of course that dude sounded off. And of course when you do that, you kind of mimic birds flying down off the roost. So I did that about 2 or 3 times in between about 2 minutes, and I said, okay, we're not going to do anything now. He knows where we're at. And about the time I said that, coming off, and at first I thought it was a buzzard. I didn't even know it was a turkey. And I look up off the ridge, and man, here comes this turkey, and we were about 5 yards into the woods line. And it was a hen, flew right down and landed right in our decoys. And so anyway, we were dead still, and I was like, okay, that's a hen, hang on, hang on. And so it wasn't about 10 more seconds, here come that gobbler, he flew down, but right before he got to us, he banked over, and he landed about 40 or 50 yards, and I thought, well, he's either gonna do one of three things. One, he's gonna just set up over there, and he's just gonna strut over there and try to get the hens to come to him, or he's going to come right down here to us. Obviously, that's what we wanted him to do. Or he was going to skirt us and kind of come back behind us, you know, on that finger of woods that we were sitting on. But he did exactly what we wanted him to do. And down he came. And check out this bird. So this was my neighbor's first turkey. And you can see it there. He was awful proud. You can see the turkey. He looks a little wet, and he was, because there was still dew on the ground and all. And so he hadn't even been off the limb maybe 10 minutes before there he is. But he made a good shot, shot him at about 35, 40 yards. And I thought, hey, this is going to be, this is going to be a great season. It's already starting off great. Well, anyway, so he got his bird, and where we hunt at, you can only kill two birds in a season, but you only kill one the first week. And so he was done for the week. So I thought, well, I'll set up over there on his property. You know, there's more birds over there than there is on mine right now. And so I hunted, let me tell you, I hunted hard, and it was just exhausting. And, it's fun being in the outdoors, and it's fun getting to hear the birds and see, but you know, you're after that old turkey, and that's what you want to see and get that experience with. I had a close encounter with a coyote, but I'll save that story for another time. But that was pretty exciting. But anyway, I hunted real hard and so saw a few hens. I called in a few hens. It wasn't all for naught, and a couple of hens come in. Of course, you can't harvest a hen. You can only harvest a gobbler. And so I had a couple of hens come in and visit me. You can see in that video right there. I tell you what, she got real close, but she finally figured out those decoys aren't real. And so sometimes I hunt with decoys, sometimes I don't. So anyway, that first week I hunted real hard. The next week I put in some effort too, and we had one more week left in the season. And I told Yolanda, I said, let me tell you, it is going to be, they're going to have to come to me now. And so I started watching that valley and kind of seeing if, and it's paid off for me in the past, the valley behind our house, and to see if one would come up there. And I'd planted some food plots, like I was saying, here on our property too. So hopefully when the hens, later in the season you get, those hens start going to the nest and they start leaving those gobblers, and about midday those gobblers will start searching around trying to look for hens. And that's what I was hoping to see. So I put in a little effort, but boy, that first week I put in a lot of effort. But I tell you what, you think you should see something immediately, don't you? That's what we hope, and sometimes that does happen. Boy, when it does, it feels great. Like getting that turkey like we did on opening day with my neighbor. But then, for the rest of the season, it's crickets. You're left feeling somewhat defeated with little to provide for that supper table, Because that's what I'm out there for. Are you ready to throw in the towel when that happens? Are you ready to quit? If you're a hunter, simply the enjoyment of being in the outdoors is the biggest part of hunting. But much like our walk with Christ in sharing the gospel, as we witness to others. As a follower of Christ, we can be excited about sharing the good news of Jesus to others. We are ready and willing. We pray about it, and then finally, when that opportunity comes, we share the gospel with someone. You feel great, don't you? Because you know you did what the Lord called you to do. But what if they don't respond? What if they don't accept Jesus as their Savior right then? Or even in a week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks? We want to see immediate results, don't we? The fruits of our labor. And then discouragement sets in a lot of times. The enemy tries to tell you that you didn't do it right, you made a fool of yourself, or that your own life isn't good enough to share God's Word. What do you do? Do you throw in the towel? Do you forsake your work as a follower of Christ? No. You keep investing. You keep planting those seeds. You keep watering the fields. You keep encouraging and sharing. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Keep being a witness for Christ. Share your testimony of how God's love changed you and how He's ready to do the same for others. Matthew 5:14-16 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Keep sharing the gospel. We must remember the Holy Spirit is the one working in the lives of others. We are simply obeying God's command to point them in the right direction. And sometimes you finally get that opportunity to see the fruits of your labor. Kind of like my turkey season this year. After many very early mornings and long days of hunting for that gobbler, that big gobbler, or even a small gobbler, I'd have took anything. It finally paid off on the last day of the season. Check out this story. All right, so we were standing on the back porch the last day of the season. Actually, I was over at the nursery, the puppy nursery, but Yolanda was on the back porch, and the last day of the season. So this is what happened. So she hollered out, "Hey, there's a turkey." And so he was coming across the hay field, and I hadn't hardly seen a turkey. Well, I hadn't seen a turkey but once during the whole season out in the hay field, but I knew it was a gobbler. And so our house is about half a mile that way, and it's all kind of uphill, downhill. So I threw on my stuff, and I thought he was coming to this area. So I threw on my stuff, and I come running down through the woods, and down at the end of that food plot over there, I about passed out because I was plumb out of breath. And so I thought, I'm just going to get to right there where that green grass is, and I thought, those weeds, and I thought, you know what, if I could get there, anywhere he would come out in here, because he wasn't going to gobble or come to a call, I could probably cut him off. So I was right there, and as soon as I got there, I saw him right here. He was feeding in this food plot. And so from there, you know, right here on the very first part of it, but I'm still, you know, pretty good ways away and through brush, so I thought, hey, I'm going to put the sneaky sneak on him. So anyway, all turkey hunters know about the sneaky sneak, right? So it doesn't matter what age you are, you get on your elbows and your knees and you start crawling. So I started crawling down through there, through those woods there. And actually, I kind of got up and started walking really low until I got to right here. And so when I got to right there, I'm on my elbows, I'm on my knees, I'm crawling over there. Well, by this time, he'd done made his way halfway down the food plot. Ticks all over me. Hey, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's a turkey. And so anyway, I'm crawling up through here, and I finally make it right over there to that bush right there. And so when I got to that bush right there, I looked right through the barbed wire, through this barbed wire, and through the grass right here. And he was all the way down there where the Milo is. And so, and of course, it was up about, I don't know, about that far, took a couple inches. So he's down there feeding. I thought, okay, he's either going to, well, there's really only one thing he's going to do. He's going to come right back up through here because there's a barbed wire fence and a ditch there, and I didn't think he was going to do anything there. So anyway, he starts walking back up through here, and then two crazy armadillos chasing each other around the food plot started scaring him. And he started going off into the woods right here, and I thought, well, I better go ahead and shoot. Well, I shoot. He starts flopping. I get all excited. I jump up, just go to jump over the barbed wire, get my britches hung in it, rip my britches, all right? And I'm trying to struggle, and I'm trying to get over the barbed wire to get to him. And then all of a sudden, he starts to fly up, and I had to shoot him again. So I shoot him again. He falls, and just for good measure, I go ahead and shoot one more time. But he's still standing there. And at this point, I ran out of bullets.
I thought you were sure shot Sean.
I was on the fourth shot. It's sure shot. Doesn't matter. One shot, two shot, three shot, four shot. It's not single shot Sean. It's just sure shot Sean. So then I had to call Hunter, and he had to come down through here and put on the sneaky sneak and come up here and hand me a shotgun shell. But he was already gone by then. Anyway, there's where it was. And you know what? He ended up checking him out. I put him right here on this post and got a great picture with him. And he ended up being practically looked identical to the one and weighed identical to the one that Daniel harvested on the first day of season. So I tell you what, all that work and effort that we put into all these food plots, you know, and that we put into the habitat and everything pays off. May not be on the opening day of the season like Daniel's was, but it may be on the last day of the season like mine was, or it may be next year. You know what? But you put in the work. And it pays off in the end, much like what we were talking about earlier with our Christian walk, that we continue to witness, we can continue to plant the seed and water that soil and let the Holy Spirit do its work. And then, you know what? The fruits of our labor show through. Hey, if you need help in learning how to share about Jesus or want to know more about Jesus yourself, check out more videos like these on LifeWord's social media pages and at lifeword.org. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.